I was born in a family where Islam was a beautiful thing, and I was taught in a true light of Islam. To me, Allah was like my master, and I am a subject, and I would do things to please Allah all the time, and that made me happy. And I mean, it's hard for a girl of like 12 years of age to fast, you know? And I would do that without any complaints, and I would be the happiest person doing that. So Allah was my focus, you know, like my master. It's a supreme power, you know. I was told that we don't need any mediators, we just have to ask Allah and He listens to us. So I had full faith, and I was confident that my prayers are heard, and there is somebody who's called Allah above, and He answers them. I couldn't compare any other religion to Islam. It was so good to me. So I had no way of getting into anything else. But I think God has His own plans. When I got married, my husband was from a Christian background. His mom was a Christian. And I was very depressed to know that a person who is a Muslim has been converted to Christianity, and that was a great burden on my heart. That gave me a goal that I should do something. I should get into this family and bring them back to Islam. My mother-in-law, she passed away after her death. Pastor came from where my mother-in-law used to worship, and they came to visit us. Then they were so sweet. And then, you know, I said, okay, I had questions now. I wanted to ask about Bible, why it's like this and things like that. I wanted to know their views. So they said, okay, Zamzam, why don't we start a Bible study so that you can have all your questions and we can answer all your questions. I said, that's fine, you know, it's fair enough. And I thought I was very intelligent, you know, because the background I had, I thought I'm a very intelligent person, and Christians know nothing, you know. They are confused people, I thought. But I went, and when it went on for a year, the Bible study, and after that, you know, after that, they said, now what do you say, Zamzam? I said, oh, now, before I came to you guys thinking there is some hope, you know, but after knowing your religion, I have no interest. So they said, okay, we'll be praying for you. Then that made me more angry than anything else. I said, why do these guys say that we are praying for you? Am I such a big sinner that everybody is praying for me? So when I came back home, I complained to my husband, and then I said, okay, I'm not going to go for Bible study, but I would like to do a comparative study of Islam and Quran. I mean, Bible and Quran. So he said, okay, it's okay if you want to do it. So we started doing, sincerely, we would compare both the books and start jotting down a few points. Naturally, all good points came from Quran and nothing came out of Bible. But one night, like after 10 days, we were doing it, and one night I sat, did the comparative study, and I told my husband, I said, there's one good thing that I have found. The Bible talks about love, love of God, love of God. Where else we don't find it in Quran? Of course, it directs you towards the love, but like it doesn't say directly God is love, God is forgiving, God is like, you know, you do anything but in the name of Jesus your sins are forgiven. It doesn't say that. Even if you are a good pious Muslim, you offer namaz, you do everything and you die, still you don't have that assurance that you have salvation, your sins are forgiven and you are going to heaven. There is no such thing promised to a Muslim. I said, this one good thing is that God is love. So I jotted that point down. And then that night I said, you know, now I always appreciated when Christians prayed. You know, this prayer spontaneously, and we Muslims don't do that. We pray in our hearts quietly, especially women. So I said, okay, let me pray tonight the way Christians do. So I knelt down. I wanted to do the way they do it. I knelt down and I started praying. And that night, as I was trying to pray, I felt as if there was a lock on my mouth and it has been unlocked. And I was referring to all those Bible verses which I had never thought that I would remember. And like the words were flowing from my mouth, you know, like more than 50, 60 Bible verses I was reciting. I think I knelt down at 9:30 in the night, and by the time I finished, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So I was not tired, my knees didn't hurt, and I was like fresh. And that night I said, Jesus, if you are true, reveal yourself to me. Always I said, Allah, if Jesus is true, show it to me. I want from you directly. I don't want to take it from Christians. So that was the night, like, you know, I was not on guard. God was watching me. He said, it's enough, Samson. You have been trying too hard to protect yourself. Now let go. So I just said, Jesus, you are true. Reveal yourself to me. And the moment I said that, like my tongue was unlocked and I was free in spirit. And when I got up after the prayer, after so many hours, I got up and I was still fresh, and I felt a joy in my heart, and I just wanted to tell the whole world that I'm a Christian and I'm happy. And I wanted to call the pastor, I wanted to call those missionaries that I've been friendly with. And my husband said, you're mad, you're crazy, you can't call them at this hour of the night, do it in the morning. Anyway, I was happy, you know, the joy was bubbling out, it was oozing out of my system. And I got up in the morning, my husband left the house like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was not going to be like, you know, sleep or anything. I went and took the Bible, and when I read and read and read, and I suddenly felt that the whole room was lit up with a glow, a light that was not a light that we can describe in words. And it was amazing. I was like taking a shower bath in that glow, and I don't know how long I stayed. And to my surprise, my children were very small that time. None of them came near to me. None of them asked for a glass of water. Telephone didn't ring. Not even the postman rang the bell. Not the milkman came to our door. It was like I was totally cut off from the world, and I was having a fellowship with my Lord. And that's how I experienced the power of and the love of Jesus Christ. It completely changed my life. Like I was a staunch Muslim a day before, and next morning I was a strong believer in my Lord. That was an amazing, till today I don't understand, you know, how can the love of God change people overnight? You know, nobody can escape that love, you know. It's so powerful, it's so awesome that you feel drenched in that love. And I saw myself, like when you see a small screen and suddenly you see a huge screen, big screen. I could see myself on a big screen. I said, oh my God, is this me? I thought I'm a good person. I thought I'm a righteous person. Like the Bible says, all your righteousness is like rags before God. And it's so true. I could see that, you know, I could feel that I was not good at all. That goodness and this goodness is like poles apart. I was a Muslim, and I understand, like, we are not supposed to read the gospel because we consider it as blasphemy, and we are not supposed to question Quran. Well, that's okay. I don't want to say anything, but one thing I would like to say, that with an open mind, with an open heart, just explore the gospel. Because even the Quran says, you know, if you don't understand anything, go to the people of book, go to the people where God's word has been revealed. And Christians are the people of book according to Quran. And if we shut the doors, and if we don't want to do anything, we don't want to, I mean, what is holding us from reading, from knowing? If God is so powerful, then what is the fear that stops us from getting into it? Every Muslim should be able to listen and to read, because if they listen, they will be able to understand what is the gospel. If you don't want to listen, you read so many books, you read so many all sorts of literature, secular literature. I mean, what's the problem in listening or reading the gospel? If you don't like it, it's okay. Forget about it. But you may like something. You may, I mean, you will, it's going to be a life-changing experience for them. You will not be a loser. That's what I pray, you know, that my Muslim brothers and sisters, I love them, you know, and they are beautiful people. If they could only open the gospel, you know, they will complete God's vision.